Welcome back, everybody. It's the final segment of the Grilling Guys. It's Saturday morning. Get out and fire up your grill. Now, if you're like most of us out there, you've got this honeydew list. The snow's starting to melt off and the backyard's looking all brown. You may be looking up at the roof and the gutters are full of leaves from last fall that you should have emptied out and you didn't. So there's a lot going on. It looks like a ton of work. But in this segment coming up, we're going to have Brad the Builder that's going to talk to us a little about some spring cleanup tips and see if he can make this a little bit easier and a little more efficient for us so we've got time to fire up the grill. We also are going to talk a little bit about Gilda's Laugh Fest. That's going on. We're in midstream with that. It's going to be for the next week. There's hundreds of comedians coming to town, and we've got a little treat for you here at the end of this segment. Bob, what's the name of that band that we're going to feature their music?
That would be Crake Wisely.
And what kind of music is that?
They're kind of a rock Irish type band. They take traditional Irish music and put a really hefty beat to it.
Awesome. Yeah. So we'll look forward to that. We're going to close the show with that. But right now we're going to jet out to, I guess it's Lowell, for lack of a better place, and talk to Brad the Builder. Brad, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey,
morning,
good
guys.
Morning. How are you?
Good. How's everybody today?
Hey, good. Bob's here with me and Michael, as you know. Hey, what you got for us today?
Well, we'd talked a little bit about trying to do some spring cleaning and getting prepped for spring and go over a few tips that can save you some money and time and just talk about maintaining the house and how you can save some money and time.
Well, that time part's good. Everybody needs to save money, but the time part's especially good because as the snow thaws off and we're looking forward to firing up that grill, any efficiencies that you can help us with would be great. Give us more time to kick back and grill some stuff.
What I do and what everyone should really consider doing to maintain your home is really starting outside and getting right up on the roof. And I know that sounds like a scary thing for some people because the roof tends to be a little bit slippery at times, but that's the place you need to start. You get up there and clean your roof, clean the debris, and do a roof inspection because after the winter, you usually have some issues with the roof or potentially have some issues with the roof because they take a beating over the winter. So get up on the roof and just do a good inspection, get some debris off the roof, leaves from the fall, sticks that fell over the winter, and then just work your way off the roof after you do a good thorough inspection, and then work your way right down to your gutters. And that's at a really critical point because the gutters take a beating as well through the winter with the extra snow and ice weight and back up and things that happen through the fall with the leaves that we don't get off our roof and or come down late after the snow flies and usually have some issues with that.
Yeah, you know, some people have backup, too, where the snow will fill the gutters if they don't have caps on them or something, and that backs up. Is there anything we need to look for to see if we had water backup issues or anything, especially this time of year right now when we got a heavy melt going?
Absolutely, yeah. What you want to look for is, start at your downspouts inside the gutter. Look at the downspouts for clogs because that's usually what happens. The debris gets caught up at the end, and the water just isn't flowing properly, and when those clogs and those back up, and we can still get freezes at this time of year. But what happens is when the water backs up into the gutter, it gets under the roof edge, and that's where it causes some serious problems. And we're talking serious problems where you can have some rot and water damage, and it's expensive, time-consuming, and really a pain. So start with that. Get that area cleaned out so the water can flow. Clean all the gutters out, and what you'll find in your gutters, if not leaves and sticks, is also the debris off the roof, which is a shingle dust is what it's called, but it's really granules from the shingles, and it causes dams in there. It builds up, water pushes it down to a certain point, gets too heavy, can't push anymore, and water won't flow by that. You need to clean some of that stuff out, and you can do it either by hand, throw it in a bucket while you're on the ladder, or just take the hose and try to wash that stuff out. Once you get a good flow, you're in great shape.
Yeah, so, I'm sitting here thinking, I've got a ladder up against the house, I've got a bucket in one hand, I'm trying to get this debris out with the other. Boy, that sounds a little dangerous. If I'm not the guy, the monkey that's going to climb up the ladder and do that, are there companies that you could call to do this?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. You know, gutter companies are notorious for that. That's part of their services that they do. But if you're in ground level stuff, if you want to do it yourself, just make sure you're good and safe, secure, your ladder is sturdy if it's against the house. There are different apparatuses. You can attach your ladder, push you away from the house, and makes it good and stable. You can hang your bucket which is just a cleaning bucket or a 5-gallon pail. You can clean it off or hang it off a hook, rather, and that way it keeps one hand free for cleaning and one hand to hang onto the ladder and for stability. But again, it's not that big of a deal. But if it's a high end area that you're not comfortable with, there are definitely companies out there that can help you assist you with that.
If you're just tuning in, this is 107.3 WBBL. We're the Grilling Guys every Saturday morning. We're talking with Brad the Builder. He's helping us out with some spring cleanup tips, get a little efficiency, get some things going to avoid problems in the future, and give us a little more time to get out and do our grilling. So, Brad, thanks for those tips. We really appreciate it. It's good common sense stuff. Sounds like it's not too tough to do. But it's very important.
Absolutely. Good.
All right. Well, that was Brad the Builder from Timberland Homes out in the Lowell area, and we appreciate him coming on. Coming up, we've got this Gilda's Laugh Fest that's going on. Bob, have you participated in any of these comedy events yet?
No, I haven't. I've been waiting for you to get me some tickets.
Yeah, okay. Well, we're working on that. And I've been a little bit involved with this thing as it's been planned, and now we're in full swing. And it's Saturday, the 12th of March, and they start at 9 a.m., and they got events that go through till 2 a.m. So they've got about an 18-19-hour rotation here, but lots of free things to do as well as ticketed items. So there's a great opportunity for you to come downtown in Grand Rapids. Many, many venues, the restaurants, bars, places called Dog Story Theater, where they've got some River City improv going on. That's a free thing. And you can do, there's open mic nights. Margaret Cho is playing tonight. Tomorrow night, Bill Cosby's on. This is a great deal. Really good thing. And it all goes for Gilda's Club. Gilda's is our organization here in town that does the mental side of cancer. They help with not that you go mental when you get cancer, but family support, and you can go there and just talk to people that are going through what you're going through. Pretty cool place, don't you think, Michael?
Yeah, not to mention the fact that it is late March in Michigan, and everybody, and I mean everybody, could use a little help with a laugh or a smile around this time of year, because Mother Nature's given us nothing, absolutely nothing to look forward to for the last couple of weeks. I know we just got done talking to Brad, and he's going down the list of all the things that you can do with your house. And in my head, I'm just hearing the cash register ring. I don't even know if I want to look at what's left in my house. So Laugh Fest couldn't come at a better time. You come downtown and you take in the comedy. And like I said last week on the show, it's the only thing I can compare it to is South by Southwest. Everywhere you go, there are performers. Everywhere you go, there's something going on, and it's all geared towards making you laugh. And like I said, I mean, this time of year, how could you not use more of that?
That's right. It's an excellent event. It's great for our city, and we're very lucky to have it here. Looking at our website, make sure you go to thegrillingguys.com. Check us out. We got a few things going on there. Register, send us your email so we can start shooting out our information on where the Grilling Guys are going to be and the activities that we're doing around the city as the summer comes up. Don't forget to help us out and name our pig. Get on there, the little gal. If we pick her name, about 2 more weeks, we're going to have the naming contest. And then we're going to announce a winner, and the winner is going to get a barbecue in their backyard with Bob, Barbecue Bob, cooking up that pig for you. So it's been a great day. We're the Grilling Guys. We'll see you next week.
Take me away with you. I'm your man. soft hand and a scarred work cut palm. To tomorrow's sailor you will be. So I filled myself up, I tattooed my arm with an anchor, the sign of the sea. And bright the next morning I charged for the docks. Unable